Hello, everybody. Welcome to Optional Opinion here on the Nominous Radio Network. I'm your host, Eddie V. Thank you guys for tuning in. E3 is over with. This is part two. If you want to listen to part one, you can check out the website where I cover the Nintendo World Championship, some stuff that Nintendo did, the Smash Direct, and Bethesda's conference. But this show today, I will be covering pretty much all the rest of the conferences. And I would just say one thing, regardless of what grade, because I did grades for like everything, regardless of all the grades that I gave the each conference, they all did terrific. I can say for 2015, this was one of the most unexpected conference from all the companies. It's so much satisfaction and so much happiness of announcements and games that's coming for 2015 and 2016 for consoles, handhelds, mobile, and tablet. It's just completely great, and I'm not overwhelmed, but I'm just so, I just feel so joyous that games are just really impactful for the next for this year and next year. That there's a lot of there. I can say this. There's the impactfulness is because of the must plays that come around, regardless of the betas or if you didn't get the chance to check it. Their gameplay demos and things like that. But if you know they're online and stuff, but just seeing some of the trailers, definitely hearing some of the music, and seeing the things that's going to be available to you, it's really good across all platforms. That there's just going to be tons of great games. Definitely for me, I'm looking more forward to, forward to a lot of games from, Nintendo. Like my whole Nintendo, like, lineup is pretty much set from the go. Microsoft, you know, they have some great indie games coming out. I mean, and Halo Guardians is going to be a really cool game. Can't wait to see. Actually, I want to see, Gears of War, in action when that comes out. Gears 4 looks really good, but I'm going to be talking about that in a few minutes. But first, before we get into the Microsoft conference, I do want to address that when I get to the end, I'll be giving some of my thoughts on something very controversial that happened during the Nintendo press conference, and just address it to the point where, you know, this is just my opinion, and I can't wait to hear other people's opinions, but it's going to be really, really good, really satisfying, and I'm going to be, I can understand some things, but I'm just going to give my opinion number one about it, and I'm definitely going to give my option about it. The one option that I'm going to give is just going to be, it won't settle the score or anything, but it's going to kind of resonate with what a lot of other people are saying. So before we continue on, I will be right back. So starting off with Microsoft, I missed a little bit part of it, but I did go back and watch it. Halo 5 looks really good. Can't wait to see more of that in action. I know they did some live demo gameplays, but I didn't like really check them out due to other things in my life. But that is that was a really good showing for that. ReCore is a exclusive game, new IP coming to Microsoft. It's from Concept and the X-Special guys that made Metroid Prime. And when you see the trailer, I definitely noticed that it's a lot of Japanese design influence in it. Because of the way that they had the color balls on it, you know, the evil was the red color and the good was the blue color. So they just only did a small little trailer of a little girl and this dog. These enemies come out after the girl and the dog find this robot that's not moving. They fight the enemies and the dog sacrifices himself, killing all the enemies, and the little girl is left with a blue orb. She takes the orb, put it into the robot. The robot comes to life. They open up a door and she says, "You ready?" And it looks like they're about to go in and attack, and the trailer ends. So seeing it from Keiji Inafune and the guys, X-Retro guys, it looks like it's going to be a really good game. It was only in trailer form, so we didn't get to see no gameplay just yet, but that's something I'm really looking forward to. You know, Keiji Inafune getting back into console games, Mighty Number 9 is you know, still console PC exclusive, but you know, that was more Kickstarter, where this one Microsoft is funding it. So it's going to be really good to see, and I really hopefully 2016 at the next year's E3 they're going to be showing it and an actual demo of gameplay. And just to let everybody know, they did announce that June 14th through June 16th will be 2016 E3, so get your calendars ready. I can't wait to see more of that. Next on, they announced backwards compatibility coming this holiday. Right now, you can play 22 Xbox games. You can check out their website and other websites to find a list of it. And people went crazy about this, and it's good that they did it. I had kind of a difficult time with it. And the reason why I say that is because it's good that they're finally doing it, and you know, they're sticking it to Sony after Sony sticked it to them with the trade games, the used games and stuff like that. And then Sony said they're not focusing on backward capability because they actually got PlayStation Now. And it was kind of weird that, you know, when they made this announcement, people was going crazy. I was kind of being dirty a little bit, and I said, and I'm guilty of this. I kind of posted on Twitter, I think I posted on Facebook too. Nintendo says, "Hi Microsoft, we've been doing this for the last four systems. So the DS, the 3DS, Wii, and for the Wii U, you know, being able to play those old games from the past systems fresh out the gate, like the day of the release." So it's kind of weird that, you know, Microsoft Now is doing it, and they got an article saying that they, you know, they thought it was impossible, but I'm just like, but you guys are Microsoft. You not only build hardware, you build software. You got Windows 10 coming out. So if you could do like cross platforming and all of this stuff, how would you not able to do backwards compatibility like right out the gate? So I kind of do a jab at them, but I am happy to see that they're doing it. I'm still going, like I said, I still want to get an Xbox One, still want to get a PS4, but I think the One is going to come over PS4 because of two particular games. One of them is already released, which is, of course, Ori and the Blind Forest. Really want to give that game, and the next one is going to be Cuphead. when that comes out. Moving on to that, they showed the Xbox One Elite Controller that's coming out this fall. They did release a price for $150, which is right now is like almost half the price of the system itself. And I was just like, wow. And they got a lot of functions and things of that, like customization, moving around the buttons and things like that. And it's really nice and stuff. But I was just like, wow, for $150? And they say this for the Elite gamers. So it's good that they announced that. But wow, just the price. It's like, that's kind of like half the price of the system. They moved on announcing that Madden 16 is going to be they're doing an EA asset, so they did a little showing about that, and they announced that for those who have EA assets, they could play the game on August 20th. Like, I guess if you buy the digital version, you can play the game on of August 20th. Those who are planning to buy a copy of the game, you could do it August 26th. They announced that date. EA assets, you pay something monthly and you get cool discounts and things like that. So, that's kind of cool, kind of nice for those who are into sports games and looking for a good deal. Knowing that, you can have an external hard drive, people who want to take advantage of that and, you know, take advantage of that deal. And then they release other games too and stuff. They said that Titanfall and Dragon Age is coming to EA Vault, so you can also play that in EA Access. Like I said, you can save 10%. And then they showed off Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2, which is being released in spring 2016. EA actually showed more of that in their conference. They just did a little trailer of it at Microsoft's conference. Moving on from there, which this is the down point for everybody, and people kind of just roll their eyes over it. Forza Motorsport 6 is September 15th. Now, reason why I say they roll their eyes, it looks beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Forza Motorsport looks beautiful. That's a car game that I can now give, you know, recognition and its props. I mean, it's always been a good series, but this 6 kind of really stood out. In the conference, they had this blue car drop down from the ceiling. And this every time they do a Forza game and they introduce a new car, they always come up with some gimmick to show it off. Now, I know Forza Horizon had Nishishima, some kind of Japanese downhill track last year. And with this year, they just completely announced Motorsport 6. With the car dropping, I was just like, really, Microsoft? Do you really have to do that? And then it went black so they could get the car off of the off the stage, so they could show Dark Souls 3. And you could pretty much see where they said Bandai Namco or Death From Software. You're just like, okay, this is Dark Souls 3. And they didn't really show any gameplay details and stuff like that. They just showed the trailer. Looks really nice. Really looks good. If people are into that, like I said, I do actually have Dark Souls 2 and Dark Souls, and I need to give both of those games a try. I played maybe 10 minutes of it, got killed, and then cut it off. But I need to dedicate more time into it. Not saying that I'm a big Dark Souls player, that is not my cup of tea. I just need to give it more time. Moving on from there, they showed off The Division. The demo of The Division is coming out this December, so people who want to play the beta or play the demo of it, they'll be able to do that this December. They didn't give an actual date for it. But people could look forward to that. October 13th is Rainbow Six Siege coming out for Xbox One and PS4 and PC. They show some gameplay of that. They also announced that Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2 is coming free along with Siege. So that's a good value for people who are planning on picking that game. Gigantic is another indie game that's coming to Xbox One and Windows 10. The beta for that game is going to be actually in August. And then they went into an indie wheel. Tacoma is a new game from the makers of Gone Home that's coming out in 2016. Ashen is another game that's coming out. The one that caught me, and I really, really, really hope people play this and support this, was Beyond Eyes. When you listen to this podcast, the music that I played before I talked about this Microsoft conference actually came from Beyond Eyes, and the music grabbed me, but the artwork and the attention that's given to the player, and just hearing the developer, a female, she come out talking about it, and I should have got her name, so I do apologize for that. She talks about this game and just seeing in action. I really like it because I haven't seen anything in that art style being done, but to see this kind of game. And if the music continues to be like that matches this game, I'm just going to be blown away. It's just going to be like, this is the one game that I need the soundtrack to. I always yell that I want every soundtrack that Nintendo releases for any game. Regardless, I just want that soundtrack. I want Ori and the Blind Forest soundtrack, which I need to buy and download and put on my iTouch. This game, though, it has to be a link to the soundtrack. And hopefully when it actually comes out, I really hope people support it. I really hope that it gets people talking. I'm definitely going to buy it. I can admit, whenever it comes out, I'm definitely going to buy it and give it a try. It's just be like, regardless if it's my taste, or if anything happens, if it's not my taste, I'm going to support it, and not just because of the music, not because of the art style. It's because it's something that's very interesting and really feels different in my taste in indie games for right now. Because I kind of argued about this, that and I actually will talk when I get to the end of the show about some of the indie games. I just feel like all the Metroidvania games that's out there, they're fine, they're good. I think I just had kind of enough of them. You know, I think it's becoming overdone. Next, Cuphead came on. They talked about the story, showed some gameplay about it. And once again, it looks beautiful ever since I seen it. Now, I'm mad at the fact that's coming out 2016, but I'm happy that it is coming out. It's really going to be a good game. I kind of wish it came out this year so I could have Ori and the Blind Forest and Cuphead to play when I pick up my Xbox One. And yes, it is, like I said, it is coming out for Windows 10. So if you're on a PC, you'll be able to play it on there too. They went into another Xbox game preview, showing some things. They announced Eon. Then they announced Rise of the Tomb Raider. That's coming out November 10th. That is an Xbox One time exclusive. So it's coming out to Xbox One, and then they're going to be releasing it for the other systems. And I think it's coming out for Xbox One and PC on November 10th. So that's going to be another hot game to look for in November and December. But like I said, this fall holiday is going to be crazy. Amongst all three consoles, among PC, you know, PC are going to get the benefit of playing everything. But wow, just like I said, great content and games are coming. And it kind of starts with in August, and I could give it to with EA, you know. But after that, you know, just Mario Maker, Super Mario Maker. We'll talk about that later. But that is coming in September. So you got great games lined up from August till December. Great lineup, just a great lineup, and I really cannot wait for Rise of the Tomb Raider. I will have my Xbox One by then. I have to have one because I do. The last Tomb Raider was really good, and to play the sequel on the Xbox One, I really cannot wait to do it. They announced a Rare Replay. It was a collection of Rare games for $30. That's coming August 4th, so you get 30 games for $30. It's all NES. Some of their it looks like arcade, but a lot of their NES games that they Rare made, you'll be able to play on their Xbox One. And then I think you'll probably be able to play some of their 360 games in Xbox, the Xbox original games. So it's going to be good. They announced the new game from Rare, Sea of Thieves, and This is a downer for me. I'm sorry. People might rave. It might look good of them. It looked like complete garbage. And I know it's in development. It's completely in development. Respect that. But it doesn't seem entertaining or my taste. And you could say, well, if you haven't played, or if you played Assassin's Creed Black Flag, you will understand. The way that I just seen it from the trailer, I kind of was just like, I see that you guys are going in a new direction, which is cool, which I understand and I completely respect. Love the fact that they're doing it. But just for me, I was just like, oh, they made a game that the character just walks. It meet other characters and walks. Oh, they're on a ship and I guess they're going to, it just doesn't look interesting to me for me to play. Now, I don't have nothing against Weir or anything like that, but this is like one of the downers to me. Same as with the car going down. Now, this is better than the car coming out on the stage. But it just didn't do nothing for me. They announced Fable Legends this holiday, 2015, and it looks well. They didn't show no gameplay. It's been in development for a long time, so you know, it deals with a lot of women and stuff and fairies and stuff. And I was just like, oh, okay, not my cup of tea. It is free to play, so there might be microtransactions. Like they just said, 2015 holiday, so it might be something that everybody could be looking forward to. They show Minecraft for HoloLens, and my gosh, HoloLens is hot. I literally clapped my hands and gave Microsoft mad props for their technology. I was just like, that's going to be big. If it's not big, it's definitely innovative, and it's definitely something to look forward to. I kind of wish that the camera that they used to make it look like the HoloLens was right there. If other people are watching it and they could just see the stuff that you're doing, that would be cool. I wish that technology was available, but it probably cost millions of dollars. That was really cool. I really gave it up to them for that. They announced that Gears of War Ultimate Edition is coming out August 25th. I believe there you could play it publicly now. I guess the beta's out now that people could play. The game is supposed to, it's not a remake, but it's kind of a remaster, 60 frames per second, 1080p. Like I said, I do want to see it in action, but I didn't get to really see it. And then they closed the show out with Gears 4. And this is my questions, and some people might be able to answer it, so let me know. myops2comments@yahoo.com. You can email me, or I'll probably find out talking to some other people. It looks like the guy in there is from Gears of War Judgment, I assume. I don't know if it's a different character or anything like that, but it's a different take on the Gears of War French. Well, it's not a different take. It's just it looks like a different storyline. It's another planet. And they said Gears 4, holiday 2016. So it's going to be something really good to look forward to next year. And it's probably going to be big at, E3 for 2016. Overall for Microsoft, I gave them a B+. Same as Bethesda, I gave them a B+. Microsoft really came in, focused on games, and killed it. HoloLens, wow, just the technology right there. It's kind of the future, and it's really impressive tech. I gave it to Microsoft, which is like, you guys came in and killed it. You did it better than the next company I'm going to be talking about. And I would be back talking about this particular company. And the next conference I'm going to be focusing on is Sony. They started the show off showing The Last Guardian. They announced it 2016. It looks beautiful. Just amazing. Jaw-dropping gorgeous. I do have Ico and Shadow of the Colossus for PS3. I have that collection and I'm going to give those games a try. The problem, though, that I have with The Last Guardian, and people could probably argue this about me, it's one of the games that I kind of needed to see actually on TV, but it looks still like a PS3 with high res. It looks like The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD. Nothing wrong with that. Wind Waker HD is amazing, beautiful looking. The Last Guardian looks beautiful. Like I said, jaw-dropping gorgeous. It's just, I think the lighting of it was just like, I mean, like I said, the lighting of it, it looks just like a PS3 game with high res and, you know, a lot of bloom to it. And I'm not trying to knock it for that because I've been looking for The Last Guardian. It's like I said in two shows my post E3, I was just like, they have to show The Last Guardian or it's going to be very problematic. And I'm glad that they started it off. I'm glad they actually show some gameplay. Once again, the little dog animal with the feathers, I want one. I wish I could have one in real life. The way that you kind of, it seems that you're going to be using commands, for the dog, to help you and things to do, like follow directions. So it looks like it's kind of like you're Samus and that's the Metroid. And if you kind of get it's weird, but you know, you're kind of the mother and this is the child, and you know, well, not the, you're the mother and this is child, you're kind of the master and this is not the slave but the helper, and the helper is there to help you because he cares for the master, things like that. So The Last Guardian 2016, I really cannot wait to play. It looks beautiful, jaw-dropping gorgeous, but it just looks like a PS3 with high res and a lot of bloom. Moving on to the next game by Guerrilla Games, Horizon Zero Dawn. And may I say, as much as it looks like Transformers and it's a hunting game, it looks beautiful, great graphics and stuff like that, I was kind of sick and over the storyline. Just like, oh, it's this beautiful city, and then it turns dark, and then because it turns dark, they're now in like this time where civilization is now in tribes, and they lost the technology. And I was just like, wait a minute, okay, this is just enslaved. This is all this is. It's just enslaved Odyssey to the West, but with a different. Different storyline, different take on it. And I just looked at it. I'm like, it's gorgeous. It looks fun. Yay that it's a female character with a bow and arrow and you fight these animals that's actually robotics, which doesn't make no sense because they just lost all their power. So how in the heck did all this power come to be in these robots? Animals, dinosaurs, whatever. I was just like, this storyline is going to seem weird. But yeah, when they showed the part where the city lost all this electricity, and then it just happened to, you know, it kind of had like the Last of Us effect. I was just like, really? I gave up after that. But it looks good. So can't wait to see more from Guerrilla Games. They didn't announce a date for it or anything like that, but it is what it is. Hitman, they have if you get the pre-order, you can get the beta, and 6 exclusive contracts are coming to PlayStation 4. That trailer looks really good. Glad to see Agent 47 back. They showed the trailer for Street Fighter 5. They announced Birdie and Cammy, and which kind of, I wasn't pissed off, but I was kind of mad. Like, these are not new characters. Just announced that these are the next characters being revealed. And then it's Birdie and Cammy. You know, Brady's from Street Fighter Alpha. Kami's from Super Street Fighter. These are not new characters. We've seen them. We played with them before. And they did a demonstration of No Man's Sky, which looks good. Dreams by Media Molecule. That looks good. Very interesting. Firewatch is a player is navigated by a voice on the radio. So, you know, you're searching this world and this radio's navigating you. They showed off the Destiny expansion, The Taken King. That comes out September 15th. They have Assassin's Creed Syndicate. And I believe this is a PlayStation exclusive. Evie, she's coming to the PlayStation version of it, and it looks, she's really cool. I really dig her. She looks better than the main character, but she looks really, really awesome. Then they announced the World of Final Fantasy for PlayStation 4 and Vita. That's coming out 2016, and it's just like the way that it looks like miniature Final Fantasy characters that sometimes get big. It looks good. And then one of the big announcements that just dropped man panties, I should say. Final Fantasy VII is being remade. They're doing a remake, and they say it's not a remaster, it's a completely remake, so they're overhauling the game. They're changing some of the story bits and things like that, which I gotta say. One of my friends posted this comic of Final Fantasy VII where And I have to spoil it. So, spoilers, if you haven't played Final Fantasy VII, Aeris, she's praying, kind of casting a spell. And Sephiroth, who's the enemy of the game, stabs her with a sword, kills her. But there is a quest to bring Aeris alive. And it pops up saying this DLC for $49.99. And then the last scene, it shows the person in Square's financials with all this money being drowned, saying, "I can't feel my feet." It's very funny. It's believable, too. They didn't show no gameplay. I think they're going to reveal more later on this year. You just hear the music. You just see the characters, and there's a voice narration. You see Barret's arm, and then you hear see Cloud's, you know, with the sword in the back of his ear. You only see their backside, and then a face, and it says Final Fantasy VII. And then, you know, there's going to be more info. After that, they did another shocker, which everybody dropped their man petties and blew up. Shenmue 3, Yu Suzuki, is going to be a exclusive to PlayStation and PC. So, the story behind Shenmue 1 and 2, Shenmue 1 came out for Dreamcast, and that was one of the most expensive developed games, I think, at that time, like $40 million during the Dreamcast days. It was a big flop. Shenmue 2 for the Xbox One. That didn't do so well. And then just years passed, and Yu Suzuki came out, and they announced that Shenmue 3 was in people's hands, so they did a Kickstarter. They got $2 million within 6 hours, so they broke a record at like the fastest Kickstarter. And then now they're just saying PlayStation is partnering with them to help fund the game. There's different tiers of stuff, so people who want to fund that, if you're interested, you could go and fund it. Check just PlayStation website, or just look at Shenmue 3 on Kickstarter. And if you want to pledge, you could pledge more money to that. But it is coming up. People were happy, you know, losing their stuff. I'm not into Shenmue. I haven't played the first or the second one, so it's not really a big deal to me. It was just weird that it had to be kickstarted for Sony to pony up the money. It was just odd. But good that it's coming out. Moving on from that, they show Batman Arkham Knight. The Scarecrow missions are coming out the day the game released, June 23rd. So, Batman Arkham Knight is getting I think it's exclusive content to PlayStation 3. PlayStation 4. The game comes out next week. So there are reviews out. And then there's going to be, I don't know if they announced it, but there is a PlayStation 4 that's going to have the game in it. And then you get, I don't know what the price is, but I think they announced it. If they're not, and you hear this, whoops. But that is coming out next Tuesday. So be on the lookout for that if you don't have a PlayStation 4. Moving on, they talked about Morpheus and some of the titles. Call of Duty Black Ops 3 takes place in 2065, and that's coming out November 6th. A few days after, the day of Fallout 4. So that's going to be interesting. People want to see who's going to win. I think it's going to be a win for both. But I said my feelings about Fallout 4. Hopefully they be able to work on the detail and the graphics. It just doesn't look up to date. You know, it looks fine what it is, but I feel like they could kind of do a little bit better. Black Ops 3 should be a hit among people. All the maps are coming first to PlayStation 4, and then the multiplayer beta, it begins in August on PS4. So PS4 members, they're going to get the beta for it first, and then it's going to come to the I think PC and Xbox One. So that's cool. People who answer it, they announced Disney Infinity 3.0 limited edition to PS4 to get some extra characters and content. But it was announced that those characters you could play on all the systems and stuff. It looks fine. And this is what 3.0 is. It's the Star Wars franchise. They show more Star Wars Star Wars Battlefront. They show some of the gameplay, and it's Battlefield with Star Wars characters covered. I could respect Star Wars. I'm not a big fan. I think the movies are complete garbage. They're just non-cynical to me. They're historic, and they got some good music and good characters, and I love some of the acting. There are funny bits in it. You know, I give them that, but some of the decisions and just logical stuff is just, it's completely garbage. I just rolled my eyes over it. And then they ended the show with Uncharted 4, where they kind of had to restart it, so they showed it, and they couldn't move Nathan Drake, and I'm just like, oh, our moment. And then they restarted again, from the beginning, and then they was able to show some of the gameplay, which it's just another, take a drink, paint by the numbers game. Okay, more Uncharted 4 stuff. Not Uncharted 4, more Uncharted set pieces. So get ready to do all of this again. It just literally lost my interest for that. But overall, and this might seem wrong, but great content, great preference, press conference, showed a lot of great presentation, a lot of great games coming. I give it a B-. And it's not because of the people who are talking about the games. It just felt samey. It's just like, oh, you guys got Shenmue and you got Shenmue 3, Final Fantasy 7. Oh, okay, yay! You know, that's good. That's major. That's like an automatic win for you guys. That's good. And yeah, it kind of outshines everything else. But you have to show The Last Guardian. You had no choice. And when you don't have no choice to show something, that kind of hinders it. Everything else, I was just like, it's a sequel. You got the exclusive. It's maps. It's a character. Fine. Whatever. You know, and that's what all it was. So, it wasn't bad or anything like that. And it wasn't long. That's a plus. It's just, nothing about that conference wowed me. You know, I got Final Fantasy VII. I already played the game. I already experienced it. And even though it's going to sell, and it's going to come out to Xbox One, you know, it's going to be multi-platform. And I am going to pick it up and I am going to play it. But it's just like, I already own 7. And I love 7. 7 is historic. 7 changed the look and feel of role-playing games. I give it that. But I could tell you right now, I don't think 7 needs a remake. I think 9 needs a remake. Because 9 was very interesting. 7's story is just like bonkers. 7's story doesn't make no sense. Where Final Fantasy 9, they could keep Final Fantasy 8. Don't never bring that out. I respect people who love Final Fantasy 8, but until they fix that whole battle system, that could stay wherever it is. I just think that Final Fantasy 9 would have been a better remake than 7 would. Because I think a lot of people who haven't played 9 would see that 9 was very enjoyable than 7 was. I think reason why people want 7, I think because they want a graphical improvement for it and see how it's going to look like, Because I'm just going to be completely honest with you. Final Fantasy 7, the remake, is just going to be a movie. It's going to look and feel like a movie. And it's not going to, I mean, the gameplay is going to be there, but it's just like, you just shown this to impress people. And, you know, I could respect that. I could respect them on that level, but I'm just like, that's not my cup of tea. You know, if you're going to do a remake, like really go in and don't do it to make it look like it's going to be a movie. Because you got to realize, you got to remember, Final Fantasy VII has a lot of cutscenes and a lot of moments where there's a lot of talk and a lot of story bits, which is fine and dandy for a role-playing game. But you know how Square Enix is with some of their cutscenes. They make it like a movie, and this thing, and don't forget, Final Fantasy VII was on 3 discs. So to get that all on one disc, with all that content and stuff, and with all these cutscenes, that's going to drive people crazy. And this is going to be my thing. I hope people don't say that I don't want a game with a whole bunch of talking or a whole bunch of reading. Well, what do you think Final Fantasy VII was when it first came out? Doing a remake for it? I'm just saying that's me. You know, so I mean, it's good that Sony is doing it, good that Squaresoft is doing it. Square Enix, it's gonna make them tons of money. You know, the sales are gonna be there, but it has to be more than just being a movie. So I'm going to be talking about the last console conference, which is Nintendo, I can say this. A lot of people felt underwhelmed. Not me. I felt happy and joyous about it. And I will talk about that when I come back. Thank you. Nintendo, still one of my favorite companies. They started off this week, Sunday, with the Smash Direct. You know, people now, everything should be fixed, so people now should be able to get their characters or whatever they decide they want to get. I'm planning on getting it in next week. It's just a lot of stuff that's been going on, a lot of games. They showed their digital event on Tuesday, and they did Iwata, Miyamoto, and Fizume with puppets, and kind of find out that Jim Henson did help them do the puppet thing. They all walked to the stage, and throughout the intermissions, they use a lot of the Jim Henson jokes. One of my favorites still is when Iwata is doing his breathing techniques for directly to you. So he's doing this just like, and then Reggie comes in, he's like, and Iwata does it to him and blows Reggie down. And it's just funny, and Iwata's laughing and stuff. And then there's a point where Iwata's dancing, and Miyamoto's dancing, and Reggie is dancing. And it's just really, of course, it's Jim Henson. So it's using that kind of old feel to it. And everybody loved the Muppets. They loved what they did. So once again, Nintendo made their conference fun. And Reggie said their conference was all about transformation. And I didn't watch all of the Treehouse Live that is available. Should be on their YouTube page, so you could go and check out Nintendo. They did different thing for indies and upcoming games. There's some stuff that they couldn't reveal or show yet, you know, they kind of went in for the rest of the 3 days and show what they had up their sleeve and give you a better in-depth look and feel of it. Star Fox Zero is coming out this holiday 2015. And the way that they introduced was that the Muppets of Iwata, Miyamoto, and Fizume, they kept coughing and different things kept happening. They kept transforming, and at the end, Iwata is the rabbit, Miyamoto is fox, and then Reggie is Falco. He's the bird and stuff. Snippy wasn't in there, but then it changes, and Miyamoto's talking about his childhood, and he's at this shrine, and he's just talking about where the idea of Star Fox Zero came, and he tells on why he called it Star Fox Zero. And this, he said, it's not a sequel to 1 or 2 or 64 and stuff like that. He just kind of liked the idea that, you know, it's a Star Fox game. And the way that he wrote the kanji for it and then put a zero behind it, it looks like a foxtail. So he ends up talking about that, and it looks really good. Platinum is helping them develop this game. And even though some people don't seem like it looks impressive, it looks really good to me. And they talked about that you got two screens. So you use, you can look at the TV and you can see your plan and all the action and stuff going on. But you use your gamepad for, to aim. So you do motion control stuff right like that. There's going to be different ways of defeating bosses and fighting enemies. It's going to be up to you. And they said that when you shoot around and you move around with the gamepad, it makes you feel like you're in the cockpit. Mitch Dyer from IGN, you know, he talks about it. He said that they actually sat him down and it feels like an actual cockpit, and he kept moving around and showing it. He's like, it was really cool. And they're still working on it. They'll probably do a Nintendo Direct, but I'm glad to see that Miyamoto is back in development. Hopefully, Star Fox Zero really delivers. They said 2015 it was on track, so, you know, working with Platinum, and someone said, Platinum, Game of the Year or Company of the Year, because they're making 24 games, like half of the games for E3, and it is kind of true. They got the Transformers games coming out, and then they probably is still doing some more, Scalebound. Which they'll be talking about at Gamescom. That's what Microsoft said, with Crackdown, Scalebound, and another game. They said they'll be talking about that during Gamescom. And then after that, they did a little transformation. They introduced the Landmaster, the Gyro Ring, which is a little kind of, looks like a drone, in a way. It's kind of cool, really nice. And then Reggie starts talking about transformation. He does mention the Nintendo codename NX, Nintendo NX, but he said we won't be talking about it until 2016. So do look out for the information. I'm really excited to see what they release, what they show, for it. And also with transitionings that they did, they used like Super Mario Maker to transition from one point to the next point. So you get a mystery mushroom and they show a character in transition. So that was really cool. He moved on, Reggie and one of the guys from Activision, they move on to talk about Skylanders Superchargers, and they're bringing two amiibos, special editions about it. And their amiibo characters and their cars are going to be included. They're going to have the Supercharged Donkey Kong and his ride, the Barrel Blaster. They're going to have Hammer Slam Bowser and his ride, the Clown Cruiser. And the Barrel Blaster, it looks kind of, of course, the wheels are made out of barrels, and it shows that Diddy Kong is in the passenger side of it, like the hand or like the extra ride. That's going to be in there. They talked more about Bowser than Donkey Kong, and how Bowser he could turn into Magma Bowser, and one of his special moves is Dry Bones. He could just, you know, be enraged and just flame all this fire. So it looks really, really cool. And they didn't show the Wii version; they showed the Wii U version, and it looks kind of fast. So it looks like, wow, they kind of speeded this up, because the Skylander games look floating really slow. Moving on from that, about the amiibo, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention this. So there's a switch at the bottom of them that you can switch them to Skylander mode or amiibo mode. And if you switch them to amiibo mode, you can use those two characters in other games. They haven't announced anything else for that, like with the game wise and stuff, but it looks really cool. I'm glad that they exclusively did that. And you only can play them on Nintendo systems. So probably only 3DS, Wii, and Wii U. The amiibo portion, you only could probably do just Wii U and 3DS, but they didn't say anything else about that. Moving on, they show The Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes, which is for fall 2015. This game is coming out for the 3DS. It used the Link Between Worlds graphics. And it looks really good. It's a three-player co-op game where you three solve puzzles in the dungeons and fight together. There is no voice chat or anything like that, so be aware. But it's they gave their reasons and things about that. But you guys got to work as a team. They got a totem pole kind of new design where you can stand on one link and then another link can hop on. If you're at the bottom, you control the directions that they walk, and if you're at the top, you control all the actions. So swinging swords, throwing bombs, shooting arrows and stuff. You got all three have to work together to fight bosses and solve the dungeons and stuff. Looks really, really cool. They also included that you could wear outfits with their own abilities. So you could dress Link up in different outfits and you'll be wearing these abilities. They didn't show more of that. You could probably check Treehouse Live. I think they probably went in full detail, but it looks really great. That's on my list. It's just, that's all they had to announce, because they didn't bring Zelda U. Anuma, he did announce that it wasn't coming, but it will be here in 2016. He did a video for it saying that it's not going to be here, that they needed more time to develop. So it was good to see hear that. But Anuma was in and doing the conference and Nintendo Digital Event, where he talked about Triforce Heroes, and how he talked about Hyrule Legends, Hyrule Warriors Legends. It's Hyrule Warriors, but now it's on 3DS. They added two new characters, and they're coming from the Wind Waker game. They're adding Princess Zelda from it, when she's in her power mode, and then they're also adding the King, who's the also the boat. That's coming the first quarter of 2016, so probably February. That's going to be something to look forward to. They showed off Metroid Prime Federation Force for 3DS. It's a four-player co-op where you're in these mech sizes and you're fighting bosses in probably different areas. And it's set, the design of it, gameplay-wise, is set in the Metroid Prime series. They also added Metroid Prime Blast Ball. Both of these games are included in one cartridge. It's coming in 2016. And this is the controversy people have, which I'll talk at the end of the show. They announced Fire Emblem Fates. This is 2016. Looks really, really good. I don't know if they're doing the two cartridge thing. They may be doing it, but who knows. This next one, so forgive me if I get it wrong. Gini Uban Wuku FE. That's Shin Megami Tensei Cross Fire Emblem. They renamed it. Who knows what it is, but the music is fantastic. It's very Japanese. They haven't did any localization for it, so they just showed a lot of the characters in Japanese. But it is coming here. I believe it's going to be a role-playing game. More information when it gets close to release. Moving on from that, they showed off some more Xenoblade Chronicles X. They announced the date, December 4th. So pretty much everything could, I kind of made the joke to say everything else could die off. Because once I get that game for my Wii U, that's the game of my whole December. I am in a book club for a Nintendo book club that we do on Facebook. So if you are on Facebook and you hear this, check them out. Nintendo book club, I think it's Nintendo voice chat book club or Nintendo book club. Do check that out. Hopefully you guys will join, and talk, past games that we'll be playing for a month. Just want to give a good shout out and just a reminder for those who do hear this. This month we are playing, Bayonetta 2. If you play Bayonetta 2, you can also play Shovel Knight. So we got two games. So you can do either, you can watch either discussion and play both games or play either game. Hopefully you be able to beat them. I've already beat it, Bayonetta 2, but I kind of skipped most of the stuff, like the side stuff. Still a great game. Still my game of the year for 2014. I gotta finish, Shovel Knight, and I'm almost done with that. But going on from there, they showed off Animal Crossing Happy Home Design. That's coming out September 25th for 3DS, so that I will be buying that. Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival is Wii U for holiday 2015. I'm for that too. And the reason why I am going to buy that game, even though I don't play a lot of the Animal Crossing games, and this looks kind of weird, this game is definitely a Christmas present for my mom. She loves Animal Crossing. She actually even owns a Wii U. So this is a great gift to give her, and get her some of the Amiibos too. They show most of Yoshi Woolly World. And this one, they actually featured Emmy Watanabe. She's the software planning and development coordinator of Nintendo. She doesn't really make games and stuff, but she went home and she made Yarn Yoshi. She brought it back and everybody fell in love with it. She made more Yarn Yoshis and, you know, Pushy and all of that stuff. And you can see her aesthetic and her love for it. They was able to come and turn that into Amiibo. And that's the Yoshi we actually saw in 2014. Where Takahashi pulled it out, shaked it, and then put it back in. And that was just like, that's the Yoshi that was made for you. And, you know, that blew everybody's mind that they want that Yoshi. The Yoshi Amiibo, regardless of color, it's just going to sell out. And now I kind of want a Poochie one too. I kind of want to just be like, you know, I want a Yarn playset of the Yoshi series. just like that. A toy brand that you could just straight buy from a toy store. She helped worked on Epic Kirby Epic Yarn. Then she announced that Poochie is in the game, and you could not play as him, but you could use him as a kind of like a power up and things like that. That will be out October 16th. So I already pre-ordered it. Pre-ordered the game. My money is ready. It's a sale. They'll probably sell it $59.99, but you know, I'm ready for that game. So ready. They then showed off more of Yo-Kai Watch. They kind of announced it to show some of the gameplay that's coming out for 3DS. They didn't give out any more information from that. It is a game from Level 5. It's very popular in Japan, but I think the popularity is kind of dying down, and Pokemon is still a big thing over there. They did announce the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon 2 here, but they didn't show it in the direct. They showed the Mario Luigi Paper Jam 3DS for spring 2016. And the story's going to be nuts. And the gameplay is amazing. Love it and everything. The thing that really got me and sold on me, that made me straight out laugh, was the part where Paper Bowser and Mario Luigi Bowser is talking some junk to Paper Bowser, and then they get into a fight and you see the smoke screen, and it was hilarious. And I was just like, I'm sold. When I see that these two from the Paper Mario and Mario Luigi series being combined together to make this I'm sold. I'm completely sold. I want it right now. You know, I really can't wait for spring 2016. It's a guaranteed sale for me. Hopefully I can pre-order it from work. If not, I'm just going to put it on hold and just be like, I'm 10 o'clock. I'm at the store buying the game. Like, I want this game. They showed off Mario Tennis Ultimate Smash. Ooh, sorry about that. And that looks really good gameplay wise. This is going to probably be the first sports game that I actually buy. I wish I could count Mario Kart as part of the sports franchise, but it's not really, due to the fact that, Mario Kart, you know, is its own franchise, and they almost come out every year for every system, for one of their systems. But this one, this Tennis Ultra Smash, looks really good. Holiday 2015, so that's a guaranteed pickup for me. Can't wait to play that. And then they end the show by talking about Super Mario Maker. And Miyamoto and Takahashi Tezuka are talking about how they developed Super Mario Brothers and how they use graph paper. And then just talking about more things about that, getting into how the development process and some of the history and secrets and stuff. And when you use Amiibos, what they help do in the game. That's coming out September 11th. And yes, I know that's 9/11. That's a day. But I'm going to be buying that game. And I've been thinking about it. I kind of see if I could make a level that goes backwards. Like, you go from right to left to win, but you probably can't do it. Who knows? It'll be interesting if you can, but that looks very promising. So yeah, overall, the Nintendo one, and this is going to shock a lot of people, but I gave it an A. Everything that they show, I wanted. Everything they did in their press conference, all the development talks, the skits and stuff, funny. The music, once again, is outstanding. I want it. Knowing that I'm getting Xenoblade Chronicles December 4th just won me over. Hopefully it don't get delayed. Treehouse is working hard on getting the localization out. They haven't did the voice acting, or they're still translating some of the dialogue, but it just looks amazing. It blows me away. I want Yoshi Woolly World. Animal Crossing is a good Christmas present for my mom, and I'm going to be getting it. Mario Luigi Paper Jam is going to be like kind of that, and Fire Emblem Fates are like on top of my list for 2016. Star Fox, knowing that I'm getting another Star Fox game, and Platinum is developing it, that just blows my mind. They now have a great partnership, and hopefully they continue to work together. the Poochie is just amazing. Metroid Prime Federation Force, I'm looking forward to that. And they did say that that game is in development. And I do want to play. I will support it, regardless of what people say. But that's just me. After this, I'm going to be talking about the other side press conferences like EA, Square, and Ubisoft right after this. So I'll be right back. Wow, yes. So going to EA, they started off showing a little bit of Mass Effect, Andromeda. They announced Holiday 2016, didn't show that much gameplay or show any gameplay at all, but they gave an idea for it. Need for Speed is trying to be Fast and the Furious. I'm not going to talk about that. Star Wars Old Republic, Knights of the Fallen Empire is an expansion pack. That's coming out October 27th. I have no words for that. The music that I just played for this, and this is the big thing that I'm looking forward to, is Unraveled. Beautiful game. The creator, he came out and talked about, and he was very nervous and stuff, but it kind of showed his passion. You know, this is his first E3, first time revealing and talking about this game, and you could just see him being nervous, but it's just like, we love you for this honesty, for being nervous and stuff. Like, and then you show off, you know, you show off, Yarny, which is the character, and the music that I've got, the music that I played for this EA part was from Unravel. It's from the trailer. So you could watch the trailer, and it looks completely beautiful. Like, this is, to me, this is one of the must buy games from EA over everything that they showed this whole press conference. And he talked about how he was on camp, at a camp, and just seeing these beautiful landscapes and stuff, and just got to thinking, you know, how can he was inspired to make a game kind of based off of that, but he didn't have the tools and stuff. So he somehow found some yarn and some wire, made the character, and then started putting yarn on it, and then it became a video game. I think they're still working on it. It is an indie game, for all I know of. I don't know when they're going to release it, or anything like that, but it looks, watch the trailer, and it just melts my heart away. And I kind of made a joke, saying that, oh, someone's been watching Nintendo and their style of games, making like Yoshi Woolly World and Epic Yarn. Seeing that you could do something like that graphically and on a video game system. And then someone puts out on Twitter, there's Yoshi and Yarny kind of working together. Yoshi has, and they both made out of yarn, and Yoshi kind of drops his yarn ball, and Yarny is picking it up for him, and it's just like, oh, that's so, and I literally want a hoodie or a t-shirt for whoever made that. It was pretty nice. Moving on from that, Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2, they talked about it, showed some merch gameplay, actually showed for the first time some gameplay for it. Moving on, you can transfer characters from the first Plants vs. Zombies if you own that game, and it's coming out for spring 2016. And then they show sports that nobody don't care about because it's the same thing: NHL 16, NBA Live 16, Madden 16. Like I said, EA Access, EA Vault. They didn't give no release dates for them. Hoop God was nonsense, so then nobody care about that. They showed off Star Wars Galaxy of the Heroes. That's a tablet game. Minions Paradise, which is also a tablet game. FIFA 16, they had a sit-down and discussion with Pele, and it was just odd. And then they came out and showed Mirror's Edge Catalyst. They talked about it, like it's kind of more of her back history. So it's not a sequel to 2, it's a prequel before 1 actually happens. They said that she doesn't use no guns, there will be no guns in the game, because there was a problem with that in the first one. They ended the show off with more or the same of Star Wars Battlefront. And that's pretty much what's EA's. So you go watch it. It was kind of an hour press conference. I ended up giving it a C. I think I ended up giving it a C plus. It wasn't bad. Yeah, a C plus for it. It wasn't bad. They had some great looking games, very interesting stuff. If people want to see it. But the only standout to me personally was Unravel. And I wish I could talk more about Unravel, but they didn't show anything more about that besides the developer and the trailer for that game. So, it is what it is. Like I said, it's sports and everything else. And I wasn't impressed with Need for Speed, because I'm like, this is just the Fast and the Furious. And Mass Effect Andromeda, that's next year. So, I mean, you should show the 30-second trailer. Don't care about nothing about Plants vs. Zombies. Don't care about the Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes or the Minions Paradise. Sports games, I really don't care. Mirror's Edge looks okay, but I never played the first one, so I didn't really care about that. But this next conference just was... I'll talk about it next. It was just super bad to me, in my opinion. They showed great content. They did a fine job, but I wasn't wowed pretty much by nothing. And I will be talking about that when I come back. Ubisoft, whatever you decide to call it. Aisha Tyler, she was back to host. She did a wonderful job hosting. I think she's going to be kind of like their spokesperson for E3 for a while for their press conference, which is a good thing. Kudos to her. You know, she loves games. She plays games. And it's good to, like I said, it's actually good to see, you know, that that she loves these games that Ubisoft presents. They start the show off showing off South Park, the fractured butthole. Instead of doing medieval characters, they're now doing superheroes. They introduced Trace Stone, Matt Parker, and you know, they show off their game, talked about it, and then left the stage and stuff like that. And then, of course, they was cussing because they didn't like, one of them didn't like the headset, but whatever. The next they show For Honor, which is kind of like a three protagonist war kind of game. You could be a knight, a Viking, or a samurai. And then they showed off some gameplay. It looks okay if you're into that kind of stuff. I'm just like, whatever. Then they moved on to The Crew, Round 1. I believe it's the sequel or a special pack. I don't know. That's coming out November 17th. So you can look forward to that. The Crew didn't really sell well. It had its problems. But I think it sold enough to warrant a sequel to it. Moving on from that, they showed Trials Fusion, Austin Level Max, a cat, kitten riding a unicorn. And then that's all they kind of showed. And they did it in slow motion. They showed some gameplay off of The Division. It's another shooting game, another cover base. You could be Trey or you could all work that together. It's the same thing that Ubisoft been making with some of their other games. That's coming out next year. They show Anno 2205. That's November 3rd. Just Dance, they had Jason Derulo come out, and as we were saying, he was off key. And usually with the Just Dance games, there's always some kind of production that just feels awkward. That'll be 2016. Then they said that Apple's coming with it. They moved on to more gameplay of Rainbow Six Siege, a different level. And that's what I kind of have a problem with. And I'll be talking about that a little bit later. They show some of Trackmania Turbo. They showed a little bit more Assassin's Creed Syndicate. They ended the show with Ghost Recon Wildlands. And this is the problem that I have with the Ubisoft conference. The Division, Rainbow Six Siege, and Ghost Recon Wildlands pretty much are the same game. Different palette swap, different storylines, probably the same gameplay mechanics, but it was just like, okay, we get it. You like making army multiplayer, co-op kind of games, open world, you know, and I understand they're all from the Tom Clancy line, but I'm just like, how many Tom Clancy games are you guys going to make? Like, none of it interests me. Like, after South Park, I didn't care about For Honor. The Crew didn't do much because it was just like, it had a lot of problems when it first came out. I didn't play Trials Fusion, so I can't really argue about it. Assassin's Creed, you know, Syndicate, as much as I like Evie and stuff, which I, like I said, she's a cool character. The franchise once again has went back to Europe and is staying. I'm just like, this is stuff that we already see. Like, okay, Anno 2205 is something new that they haven't shown. For Honor, I can understand. The Crew Wild Run, which is the sequel. South Park, The Fractured Butthole, that's the sequel. Like I said, The Division, Rainbow Six Siege, and Ghost Recon Wildlands, those are all Tom Clancy games. Trackmania Turbo, customizing your own tracks and being fast, whatever. You know, and Just Dance 2016 is going to appeal to kids. But y'all still use the same gimmick of bring some celebrity or some big production to sell the game. We get it. And you don't need a camera. Okay, we get it. I mean, it's the same thing. So, I mean, it just didn't wow me. And I ended up giving this game a D. I mean, this conference a D. I just wasn't wowed by it. You know, I kind of got up and started eating, you know, moved around, got dinner, was eating chips, came back, watched some of the, you know, passed all the developer talk. It's good to see that Angela Bassett is going to be there in The Division, not The Division, in Rainbow Six Siege as like the boss talking. But that was pretty much it. That kind of said it was Aisha Tyler, you know, the South Park game, which looks interesting, and Angela Bassett. That was pretty much it, you know. And I was just like, you know, you guys do the same thing every year, so it there's no surprise, there's no wow factor. It all fell flat. Love Aisha Tyler. Didn't believe she's a great person, great comedian, a great presenter, and I know she loves Ubisoft games and things like that. But I'm just like, Aisha is not your fault, it's Ubisoft's fault, because they I'm like, you guys haven't innovated, you guys haven't really presented anything that I'm saying that this is just me. I'm not saying that none of their games move me or something, but it's just like, I've seen this, and you guys haven't moved past the stuff that you make. It's good. It's polished when it's not broken or it's been patched, but it's just nothing to be like, oh, it's something that I really want to play. And it's like I said, the same stuff that we're seeing now, we're seeing last year, and we're going to see next year. And that's the problem that I have with the Ubisoft conference, that it's going to be the same thing. And if they don't change up their formula, if they don't present all new IPs, no more Tom Clancy games. Wait for something to announce that. No more Just Dance. Do that somewhere else. Give us all straight conference of 6 to 8 all new IPs. No sequels. Bring Aisha Tyler out there, but let her be able to show stuff that diversify the library of their games. Because the thing about it is that even the stuff that we see, we're going to re-see it next year at their ED conference. And that's going to be a problem to me. So before I go and get to the main topic of the controversial topic, I should say, I'm going to do a little bit of Square Enix when I come. So moving on to the last conference is Square Enix, and this is what was their first year. They showed more of Just Cause 3, which looks good, very destructible. It's Just Cause 3 if you've been playing it. They announced the near sequel. They're going to get more info this fall. They showed a little bit of the same thing of Rise of the Tomb Raider. They kind of just show a trailer that they show like in the Microsoft thing. They showed off Hitman Go Mobile. Hitman Go, which is a mobile game, and Lara Croft Go. That's also a mobile game. They showed the same trailer for Final Fantasy VII, the remake. They talked a little bit about that. Then they showed off a first exclusive look at Kingdom Hearts 3, which looks good. Given what they had to work with, you know, with switching directors and things like that. It looks really good. It's more Kingdom Hearts. I kind of got worried because that first part, you don't even see Mickey and Donald helping you. You just see mostly, Zora, going and finding all these enemies. Like I said, it looks good. I did say this. Even though this game looks good, attach a story to go with it. The Kingdom Hearts story has just been abysmal to me. Like, I own Kingdom Hearts 1.5. I beat the original. I did beat it for PS2, both 1 and 2. I played none of the side games because they just did that to make money. It, to me personally, it doesn't contribute to what the Kingdom Hearts series is. It's 1, 2, and now 3. 3 is the conclusion. Hopefully, they actually do bring a conclusion to this. But just to attach a good story to it. Kingdom Hearts 2, Organization 13, that was a mess. I have to replay it just to remember what that whole game was really about. Because it was just completely unclear. Then now it's Kingdom Hearts Unchained. And then they talked a little bit more of World of Final Fantasy. They showed another trailer of Hitman. But then I think they also showed some points where what the gameplay is. They talked about Star Ocean Integrity and Faithlessness. That looks okay. And the developer came out and talked about it. Deus Ex Mankind Divided. You can pre-order the game right now. It'll be available in 2016. And then they talked about the Final Fantasy Portal app. And then the show was kind of over. They probably talked about some more stuff. But then about that time, they already announced everything for it. Overall, and even though it was kind of brief, what they need to do is, I think they need to do a digital event like Nintendo. Because they got the Japanese developers there speaking, at one point in part of the conference, one of the developers was speaking in Japanese, and there was no translator for anyone to hear it. So it was just like, what are you saying? So while the Japanese developer and CEO is talking and stuff, the translator would be talking over him, which is fine, but he would stop talking, and then the translator's still going on. It's just like, wait, what? It just felt off and awkward. Now, I'm not saying that they had a bad press conference, because I gave them a B. I gave Square Enix a B. Now, what does this have over Ubisoft? I love the fact that they introduced, even though it's some of the games that they did introduce in the other conferences, but Ubisoft and EA did that for the other conferences too, for Sony and Microsoft. You know, they brought the developers out, which is nothing new. They was able to speak in their native tongue, which is fine, but I just felt like they should have did that in Nintendo Direct. Hitman looks really good. And these games, I could actually say, Just Cause 3, just the drawing that they have, some of the artwork looks beautiful. Rise of the Tomb Raider, the Final Fantasy VII Remake, Kingdom Hearts 3, Star Ocean, Deus Ex Mankind Divided, which looks phenomenal still. Those games, even though they look phenomenal, they become better when they finally are released. They have more weight to me than all the Ubisoft games, besides like South Park, besides the South Park game. So, I mean, for them to come out hitting this hard, what I would like to do for them to do, besides if they decide not to do a digital presentation, I would like them to do more gameplay and do trailers for games that they haven't announced. Like, I wish they would have did Bravely Second. I wish they would have did a trailer for that, gameplay wise, just to show equal love and support. They did do lost train of thought. I'm sorry. They did do a PC conference also, but that was 3 hours and that was completely boring. I after an hour and a half, I didn't even take notes. I was just gonna see what it's all about. But I was just like, whatever, it moved on. Now I'm gonna address the controversy which dealt with the Metroid Prime Federation Force. People are upset that it's not they would dare put a Metroid name on this game because it's not Metroid. It doesn't feature Samus. And then someone made a petition to get the game canceled, which they're not going to do. This is all crazy and nonsense. There's more things that people could do with their time than complaining over a game. They did, someone brought this up, and I'm happy they did. Every time Nintendo presents something new and those who are hardcore fans or friends of Nintendo get upset and be enraged and want to get mad, we tell them wait till the game to play it and stuff like that. Definitely, if you take Wind Waker, people complain about the cartooning graphics. It came out, people who said they won't play it to give it a fair opinion. They picked it up and it became their game of the year. Like literally that month that the game came out, it was everybody's game of the year. But you complained about the graphics. Same with Metroid Prime Federation Force. You complain about this game, but they already told you that it's in development. It doesn't look good just yet for right now, but it's an early 3DS game. They're still working on things. And the people who made it, they made Punch-Out 2, Punch-Out for Wii, which is a fun game, completely amazing. And I just feel what people should do is calm down first. Let them work on the game. We know we're going to get a Nintendo Direct for it. It's coming out next year. So they got time to make it better. They just want to announce it and give you idea of what the game would kind of contain. Same with Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival. It showed it off as a board game, but they announced that more stuff is in it. So it's a sit back and wait approach. Don't forget, a lot of games that we were hyped for ended up getting delayed. And even with that delay, when they came out, they were somewhat polished, but they still have bugs. And sometimes they still don't move units. And if I could just say this, and I'm being respectful to a lot of people who picked this game up. People who bought The Witcher 3, it's good that it did come for consoles. I don't know how well it sold. That Elder Scroll Online, I haven't seen anybody pick it up. And I don't know if that's a problem or what. But that's concerning to me. And no one yelled and complained about that game. So, same thing with this Metroid Prime Federation Force. And with Blast Ball being included, I'm going to wait for it to come out. I'm going to support it. I'm going to pick it up anyway. And see if I can have fun with it and see how it goes. Because I believe of giving some games a fair chance. I'll say my opinion about it afterwards. Or if I get an impression, at least I want to get my hands on it and say it. Reason why I kind of talk junk about the Uncharted series. Because I actually own them and I actually play them. The problem is that there's just a lot of recycled stuff and stuff that has been done better in other games. Same way that I trash Grand Theft Auto 5. It's a good game. I respect it, but there's so much stuff in it that I find garbage that Rockstar should have recognized and worked on and fixed, and they didn't. But that's just me. And that's going to probably be some people when Metroid Prime Federation Force come out. Some people are going to be refuse to buy it. That's completely fine. That gives me the opportunity to go to the store and buy it. And that's just me. I don't know what anybody else can say about it, but that's just me. If you have an opinion on it, you guys can email me at myop2comments@yahoo.com. That's NYOP, the number 2, COMMENTS @yahoo.com. I know some people who do hear this, they're probably going to be talking to me about my thoughts and things and grades and stuff. But just a refresher for the grading, I gave Nintendo an A, Bethesda and Microsoft got a B+. Sony got a B minus. I mean, Square got a B. Sony got a B minus. EA got a C+, and Ubisoft got a D. And then I'm not gonna grade the PC because I was dead tired after that. The thing was 3 hours. If I do have to grade it, it's the same with Ubisoft. It's a D. Not saying that I don't care about it or anything like that, but for 3 hours. Yeah, it was that. You guys can friend me on Facebook under Ever Varnell and follow me on Twitter at That Retro Code. That's THATRETROCODE. E3, these are my impressions, my grades, my thoughts. And then even though I kind of, you know, went a little bit quick for EA, Ubisoft, and Square Enix, they had good content, but kind of seeing most of that stuff in the other conferences. But overall, like I said, it was unexpected E3. Everybody did a great job. There's tons of great games to look forward to from August to December. Some of them are going to be it's going to end up in our backlog for 2016, and you know there's going to be some games that carry us over into 2016. But thank you guys for listening. Have a great weekend. I do apologize for the delay. There's just been crazy things at work that needed my attention. So thank you guys once again for listening to this podcast. Have a great weekend. Have a great time enjoying games. If you're on Facebook and you're part of the Nintendo Voice Chat forum, also check out our Nintendo Book Club. Adrian Nieto, he's one of the administrators. Really cool guy. He posts some great stuff. Just an awesome dude around. Also, I got the Happy Hour with Johnny and Deuce podcast. You guys can check that out. They have their 3-hour podcast about post E3, so they talked about all 4 days. I still got to give it a listen. So shout outs to them. Listen to Koopa Club. I believe episode 76 or 77. Check them out. They did some impressions about it. Orange Lounge Radio and I think Video Game Realness probably did it. Waiting for IGN Beyond. Gamertag Radio. They gave some impressions for E3, so check them out. Just a lot of people, you know, you can check out these podcasts. They did a great job giving their thoughts, doing a lot of the work. Also, so shout out to all the journalists, Destructoid, IGN, Polygon, just anyone who covers who covered it and gave us impressions, gave us exclusives and things like that. They work really hard to bring that content for us viewers. So great job to them. Shout outs to everybody right there. But last not least, you know, continuing the love. And before I go, even though I didn't have no music or anything set for this, do say a prayer for all the families for the South Carolina shooting. And they did catch the shooter, so I'm glad about that. But you know, just pray for those victims' families and friends. Even if you don't believe in prayer, just keep them in mind. It was a tragic event, and you know it can happen anytime and stuff like that. I'm not going to get into the politics about that because we just had an awesome week of great games that's coming and that's going to be soon to release. And also, PlayStation and Nintendo got great sales going on. I think Xbox, Microsoft probably got some. The Steam sale is going on. So catch on that time right there. It's a good time for gaming, bringing up love and everything. So like I said, everybody have a great weekend. Continue to love, play great games, respect each other's opinions and respect each other's options. And that's it pretty much for me, and I'm out. Peace.